West Sussex Tories want to cut adult services by half. Sarah Welsh, Portsmouth Socialist Party Tory. West Sussex County Council is proposing to cut adult services by 50%, from £10 million to £5 million. It says that these cuts will not take place until 2022-23, but many community projects have already had their funding cut. This will be the third round of cuts to adult services since 2011. It is proposing that all adults living in residential places or supported living will no longer have access to daycare. This will mean that many people in supported living will just stay in their homes, with carers coming in a few times a day. For the remainder of the day, they will be left on their own. This will severely impact on their mental health, as they will become extremely isolated and bored. These are the most vulnerable people in our community. As carers, we fear for their safety. Adults living at home, with family, will have priority for daycare services. However, they will be restricted to 3 days a week, rather than 4 or 5. They will only be able to access one provider. This doesn't just limit their choice, but providers do not have many spaces. It is unlikely that they would be able to provide 3 days a week. What happens during the rest of the week? What about carers, who have work responsibilities? To add insult to injury, since 2018 there has been a nationwide charge called the client contribution or minimum income guarantee. The local authority decides how much a person needs to live on, generally less than £100 a week. Anything that you receive on top, other benefits for example, is taken to pay for your care. West Sussex Council is reassessing everyone without notifying carers. My son was paying out £37.70 a week, but now has to pay £77 a week. The legality of this tax is being questioned. Norfolk County Council was taken to the High Court about the client contribution and lost. The campaign against these cuts has been difficult, mainly because of covered rules. The council has used this to its advantage. Council meetings have been secret, and not open to the public. We have tried to obtain minutes and recordings. But they send documents, that are clearly not minutes, and tell us meetings have not been recorded, or they have had technical problems. The council says there will be a consultation about the cuts. But it will not tell us when, how and where the consultation will take place. Cuts already we know, cuts have been made already. Many providers had their budgets cut by 20% at the end of last year, and are now unable to provide many of the activities that people enjoyed. People who are about to go into supported living have been told that they will not be able to access daycare. Many people have been fobbed off by councillors and MPs. The media have taken some interest, but articles in the press and programs like South Today have been weak, and have not got our message across. We started the campaign with a petition, which got a really good response. Anger at the client contribution, or disability tax as we call it, is rising. Many people are so incensed by the huge increases, only to have a lesser service. The idea of mass non-payment of this tax is becoming increasingly popular. We will continue to fight these cuts. We will always fight for vulnerable people who are continually attacked by a system that sees them as surplus to requirement.